speak until they used German words, which I understood, which people here don't use anymore. But I used to read German so much. And then in school we had German besides English.
Yeah.
It wasn't natural for me to know the German language.
Mm-hmm.
And I still can bring up some arguments sometimes, but a certain English word isn't German. People here don't know it.
Oh, really?
I'm asked every once in a while about how is so-and-so in German, because they know here, people know here, I know the old-time German.
Uh-huh.
But it's not used anymore. Even by the Germans here, it isn't used much anymore.
Uh-huh.
You speak, most of the language spoken here is, as you might call it, almost could call it phonetic. You know what I mean by phonetic?
No, what do you mean?
Oh, golly. It's not an elaborate language, not a thing that the vowels are spoken as they sound, like A, A is R.
Mm-hmm.
A, E, I, O, U is English. R, A, E, O, U is German.
Oh.
Or Latin.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The vowel A is R or A or A. There's three ways of saying the A.
Mm-hmm.
And the E is pronounced of A, the R is E.
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing.
Yes, it is.
You take Weimar, it's spelled W-E-I-M-A-R. The E-I, say, well, that's Weimar. That's the E-I, that's a German pronunciation. E-I is I. Weimar.
Uh-huh.
All right, now we have the words either and neither. Some call them either and neither.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe in that. Either and neither, that's the way we're taught to speak, and that's the way I'm going to call it. That's the way you have different things, different areas, different people, and different areas have a different way of using their words. You take your Texas drawl, you take the southern way of speaking, you take the way the Yankees speak, take the way the Californians speak, the Bostonians speak. That's all little variation in their grammar.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? Interesting stuff. I'll bet you had fun with those German people. Did they have a lot of questions for you?
Not too much. They take everything's taken for granted, and that's dying out. See, the old timers are dying away, and the younger ones don't, like our children, they don't speak no German.
Yeah, that's too bad, you know.
And the grandchildren don't know no German at all. It's all dying out.
Yeah, that's too bad that people don't, you know, pass it on. I don't know how that happens.
See, we have other people by the same name as ours. And in Central Texas, or in Brownwood, Texas, places like that, and also down here toward Galveston, they all speak English.
Mm-hmm.
They all come from the same part of Europe where we come from. German language is dying out.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, I want to ask you some names, and these names are just to hear how you say it, so I'll give you every hint I can. What the name is without me saying it, just so you'll say it first, okay?
Let's see.
Okay, George Washington's wife was named...
Martha.
Okay, and the name of the mother of Jesus was...
Mary.
Okay, and a nickname for Helen, but it starts with an N.
I know.
That's a bad one. There's a song that goes, "Wait till the sun shines." That one never works. Nobody ever gets it from that. If you have a little boy whose name is William, you'd...
Call him Bill or Billy.
Okay. In the Bible, there's Mark, Luke, and John, but the other one, the first one, Matt is a nickname for it sometimes.
What's the name? Oh, Matthew is Matthew.
Okay.
That's what Gunsmoke Matt Dillon met.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got married. Today's paper says he got married.
Oh, really?
Or what's his name, James Arness.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He got married.
Oh, he's handsome. Oh, handsome man. You know, he has a twin brother. He's an identical twin brother. Looks just like him.
What about them?
Arness, James Arness.
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh, yeah, I read that someplace. He has
a
brother. Looks just like a twin brother.
I didn't know that. He wasn't a twin.
Yeah.
But we've been watching that Gunsmoke over 20 years.
Yeah. It's been around a while. A woman's name that starts with an S, and Sally is a